We've been waiting for this for months. In Idlib province back in April, the chemical attack triggered all kinds of accusations and allegations, but not many answers. But now we have the 78-page report from the UN Chemical Weapons Watchdog. So, did we get those answers? First of all, the investigators never actually visited the site of the chemical weapons attack in question. The Idlib province where the attack took place is not in an area under the control of the government, so it wasn't safe to go there. And that raises another question. UN officials said the report was carried out in full compliance with the guidelines, but the guidelines clearly state that they must visit the site where it happened. So their conclusions were based on interviews they did with people claiming to be victims, as well as samples they received from NGOs like the White Helmets, a group with a dubious reputation. Now, the report doesn't even give a hint as to how the chemical agent was dispersed. This lack of information prompted a strong response from Russia's foreign minister.
The Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons has been acting unintelligibly. It refused to go to the scene of the incident and did not provide any information. Yesterday, they issued a report. It says they're not convinced that sarin gas, which was apparently found there, was dropped by bomb from the air. They don't know where the sarin came from. And yet, throughout these months, tensions have been inflamed.
Now, the report was never intended to establish who carried out the attack. That's being left to another group of investigators. But this hasn't stopped Western leaders from reeling in their old mantra.
I've got absolutely no doubt that the finger points at the Assad regime. And we've got a European Council coming up where we will drive on with the UK campaign to impose sanctions on those responsible. The US has already brought out sanctions on 300 people as a result of this. People who drop chemical weapons on innocent people should be held to account.
We know that Assad has used chemical weapons on his own people, and he's done that repeatedly.
Well, hasn't
including
the United States convinced the world that
including
Saddam
women
had
and children, and we have all seen that. We have all seen the video, and there is no debate about that.